Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
A Dutch court has found three men guilty of the murder of all 298 passengers on board Malaysian Airlines flight MH17, which was shot down by a Russian missile when it was flying over eastern Ukraine in 2014. 80 of the victims were children. The verdict ends a 32-month trial that began in March 2020 in a courtroom close to Schiphol Airport, where flight MH17 took off on the 17th of July 2014, bound for Kuala Lumpur. Well, we're joined now by Jan van Bentham, who is a foreign commentator with Nederlands Dagblad, which has been following this story since 2014. And Jan, thank you for joining us on the programme this afternoon. I know it is a very significant day for all those who lost loved ones on the flight. Can you perhaps maybe just remind us what happened on that day on July 17th in 2014, when the plane left Schiphol Airport?
Well, it was following a normal passenger flight route through Eastern Europe, which was at 33,000 feet height, which was at that day still so-called safe to fly, because lower levels over Ukraine, there already had been shot down aircraft, but the Ukrainian rebels did not possess weapons which were able to fire aircraft flying at a height of over 10 kilometers. Till July 17, 2014, it turned out that it had a Buk-Tilar missile system which could shoot down an aircraft from over 10 kilometers height, which was this Boeing MH17 flight.
So this has been a long trial. It ultimately concluded with a guilty verdict today for three of the men who were on trial. Can you talk us through what happened in court today?
Well, in court, the judge also mentioned all the other possibilities and theories that, for instance, Russia has opposed, and the so-called evidence that was presented by the plant which has produced the Buk missiles. And he said, well, this is evidently not true. It was investigated by the Joint Investigative Team, which is an international team of experts. All the evidence showed that it was a Buk-Tilar missile. Even fragments of the missile were found, not only in the parts of the aircraft which were found, but also in bodies of people on board, including the crew in a cockpit. And the butterfly-shaped parts of that specific type of missile, which was used by the 53rd Air Missile Defense Brigade in Kursk, the Russian city of Kursk. From that city, the judge said, the Buk-Tilar missile system was transported into Ukraine. The transport was overseen by these three people. And then on the 17th of July, it was used and it shot down the Boeing with all the 298 people on board.
None of the men who were found guilty were in court today. What do we know about them and their background?
Well, there were three or four people. It was Girkin. Girkin was, say, the Ministry of Defense of the so-called Donetsk People's Republic. He's Russian. He was the man who is responsible for arming the rebels. Then you had Dubinsky, a former military officer of the GRU, the Russian military intelligence. He was head of intelligence of the Donetsk People's Republic. And Pulatov, a fourth accused, was one of his deputies. And you had Karchenko. He's a Ukrainian and the commander of a combat unit in Donetsk, at that time a rebel combat unit. All these three men were relatively directly or really directly involved in transporting the Buk-Tilar missile to its launch site. Only Pulatov, the deputy, was not really one who was in charge. He could relay the orders, but he was not in the possibility to influence them. That for that, he was acquitted of the charge that he also was accomplished in this murder. The other three were sentenced to life sentences because they knew what this kind of weapon would do with any aircraft which it would attack. And they had taken the risk shooting down a passenger plane because this was a well-known route for passenger planes. Even the Russian President Putin had not long before this used the same airspace.
And was there any discussion, Jan, about their motive for doing that? Why shoot down a passenger plane?
Well, I here have in front of me a message from TASS. This is the official state press agency of Russia. And that states that on the 17th of July, the rebels in the Deep Donetsk People's Republic had shot down a military transport aircraft, an Anatov 26. That's what they thought. Okay. The exact title, the exact text here, 1 minute past six Russian time, is a missile hit the Anatov 26. It fell on the ground and caught blaze. That message you can still read on the website of this state news agency of Russia. So they know exactly what happened. These men thought, these were not the men who pushed the button. That was the crew of the Bakhtilar. There is still a search for these people. So this has not yet ended. But these people were responsible that the Bakhtilar was on that site.
Okay.
They thought they would down a military aircraft. It was not on purpose that they shut down a Western passenger aircraft. It was not their plan to kill 298 Western people.
Okay. Jan, thank you very much for joining us this evening with that update. That's Jan van Bentham, foreign commentator with Nederlands Dagblad.